The Trumbull family were once known as the greatest wizards in all of Skelmoza, but the line fell into incompetence and debauchery, and magic left them behind to take a darker turn. But this was not the end of the Trumbull family, merely the start of a new rotation of time's great wheel, a chance to restore their family's honor and forge a new destiny. The Strand Gamers present Inquisition of Blood, a new campaign using the Burning Wheel fantasy role-playing system.
And we're on with episode 47 of Inquisition of Blood. Hopefully my group is done watching YouTube videos of goats.
Oh, hold on. You forgot to say something about backup recorders.
Oh, you just dropped
okay,
it.
There.
Oh my gosh, that's such a far drop.
And something about teacup pigs for sale also.
We are not plugging teacup pigs for sale.
.com.
The words.
Man, whoever owns that site should be thanking us because of all the not plugging plugs we've given it over the last year.
I can't imagine that any of our listeners have actually gone to teacuppigsforsale.com.
If you have, you should probably leave a comment so that Nick knows he's wrong.
Great. That will be fantastic.
Topic of discussion. Let's not forget, we're all going to die this session.
No.
Oh, is this when the total party kill happens?
TPK.
No, just because...
One of us decided it would be a great idea to walk into hell.
You guys don't have to follow.
I'm in hell.
I'm really starting to rethink it.
Yeah, well, the door closed behind us, so...
Yeah, I started to think about how you guys didn't come up with an exit strategy, and then I realized you didn't come up with anything beyond the beginning of an entrance strategy. The entirety of your plan was step one, enter hell.
Wait, didn't Bayard have some kind of stealth anti-detection spell of religion?
I mean, yes.
Philosophy?
Yes.
So we have that as, like, step 1.5.
Man, I really should not have gone to hell with you guys. Alfredo was like, Taj, or Tristan, don't do this. Tristan, this is a bad idea. Tristan, you shouldn't do this.
Nah, yeah, she was like, Natasha, the player behind Tristan, don't do this.
Freedom,
yeah, I think literally every Tristan. NPC you talk to went.
Split up by hell.
Don't do that.
Although, you know, in the adventure films, it's always that thing that everybody tells you not to do that you end up having to do.
Go to hell?
Go to teacuppigs.com.
No.
That's not even the site.
That's not even the site. Forgot the sale part.
Pigs for sale! How could I possibly forget?
Easily, apparently. And also, no.
Okay.
But yes.
Who remembers what happened last time?
We went into hell.
Well, that was the end.
I got 10 successes, and then I got 0 successes.
Your ability to roll was fantastic as always. Okay, I'm going to start at the beginning.
A few seconds.
You guys went out on a deadite hunt to find deadites to implant with Martin's new rune that will basically spread like an infection in the deadite community.
It's the new hotness.
Can I give them all deadite herpes?
On the way there, you encountered a young man, who, named Connor Price, who you discovered had missed the entirety of the invasion, and the deadite infestation.
I know, what a rube.
Because he had been sent to live with his aunt and uncle out there in the woods.
Yes, the Bel Air Woods.
Yes.
Is that canon? Like, if somebody seconds that, is it called the Bel Air Forest? Sure, done.
Boom.
He did factually name the aunt and uncle after the aunt and uncle from Fresh Prince. So
Uncle Phil and Aunt Vivian.
We might as well. Just in
case. Take it straight. Go the whole way.
Mm-hmm.
Go the full Monty.
However, his semi-idyllic life in the woods was interrupted when a deadite wandered out there, and he killed it. Wondering what the hell was going on in the city with his parents and these horrible monsters, he returned to find the place in a sorry state. Fortunately, he ran into the group on their deadite hunt and was able to join up with them for...
Whoa. Is this really fortunate?
After convincing them that he wasn't a deadite himself.
No, it probably wasn't fortunate for him, because he's in hell now.
Well, I'm sure he'll save the day, and everybody will be happy they brought him along.
There's kind of an in-character reason for him to be there.
Not really, no.
No. The magic.
Magic.
The group proceeded to the old burial mound, where they found the breeder and the gate to hell, and found that it was apparently a rallying point for deadites now. They blasted their way in. Martin destroyed many of them with an impressive lightning spell and then completely flubbed his tax.
Yep.
And nearly died.
And good times were had by all.
However, in the aftermath, you guys managed to capture a few deadites, implant them, find a safe house, and recover. You then returned to the refugee camp, where you used the ground-up phoenix to restore Elijah. But what ended up happening is he ended up burning up into a phoenix that seemingly implanted itself in Connor. Basically imparting on Connor everything that is and was Elijah. So now this poor young man has two personalities and two lifetimes grappling for control of his brain.
My brain!
Although you guys don't really know that yet.
Have we jumped the shark?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
When do you think was exactly the time we jumped the shark then?
I feel like that might actually be it. The fighting for control of your mind melding thing. That's right up there alongside an amnesia plotline in a soap opera.
But that started in, like, right away, the moment we met our gentleman.
Oh!
But no, I'm serious about that. Hey.
I don't know why you're doing that, but...
Maybe you just like rim shots.
I wonder if you could find an album out there that's just all rim shots. Anyway.
Each of them is slightly different.
You guys then decided that this could be your last opportunity to go into hell. because... The final deadite attack was coming this evening, you were told, by a deadite. So you decided this could
be
the
legit
last chance before the gates to hell close, and you wouldn't be able to go there.
You know, I feel like we really got bluffed by this deadite.
Yeah, it seems like
could have just been saying that to make us walk into hell.
See, I think we're getting trolled right now.
That we would have wanted to go into hell anyways.
Well, that's true. We probably would have gone anyways because we were dumb.
So
wait, the only two people who wanted to were you and Kevin. Ever.
Okay, well, why did you follow then?
Yeah.
Because you won a duel of wits.
You didn't have to come with us.
Do I need to bust out the Star Wars quotes?
Yes.
The fool who follows is the more foolish.
Oh, we win.
Oh.
Yep, we're less foolish. We're at least adventurous idiots. You guys are just idiots.
You guys are disturbingly confident. That's
So, against the advice of everyone, you guys wandered into hell, and the door closed behind you, leaving you in a seemingly infinite graveyard.
I thought it was pretty. There was grass, there was the sky.
Yeah, the grass was black.
And the sky was gray. And there were flashes.
Maybe you didn't listen to the entire description.
Maybe I'm colorblind. I don't know.
Maybe Dr. Bannon is colorblind. Is Dr. Bannon colorblind?
That would be exceedingly rare. Probably not.
Yeah, because she's
Women are less likely to be colorblind.
It happens.
She's a lady-ack.
Okay, so beliefs.
I don't need to change any of mine.
Bayard?
I haven't even opened up the sheet.
No one could have ever prepared you for this, huh?
Nope. I'm pretty sure they don't need to change.
Pretty sure.
Just leave it at the wheel.
I still want to fuck up Agnos' shit, so I'm good.
Oh, Jesus, take the wheel.
Oh, actually! You know, I'm gonna hold off belief number two because I can't really ensure peace.
Can't really ensure peace in hell.
Can escaping hell just be a predefined thing everybody wants to do?
I'm okay with that.
Guys, we've gotta get out of here. Yeah, this might be open for debate though.
I don't know.
Please
maybe...
don't have a duel of wits about whether it'll be a good idea to get out of
maybe
hell.
Maybe Connor really likes the decor.
No, it's,
and just
it's
wants
definitely
to stay.
A good idea to get out of hell.
It's creepy in here.
Once we've done what we came here for,
which is nag Agnos.
Yeah, apparently parlay with the devil. That's my favorite part of this whole plan.
Agnos, more like Naganos.
What could possibly go wrong?
Many.
I looked up the social skills for a greater demon.
Are they really good?
Turns out they have none.
We win.
Yeah, except that's not true. I made that up. They have plenty.
We don't win.
Cool.
Okay. Wagner.
I'm good for now on my beliefs.
Connor.
I am good for now on my beliefs.
Okay.
What? Yes.
We've all got a goal. We're in hell. Time to.
Could another group goal be to not die?
That's part of getting out of hell.
Escaping hell.
Most definitely escaping hell alive.
I also think that's kind of a given. I mean, we can't get Persona every time we don't die.
Though certainly, escaping from hell itself might be worth the deeds.
Depends on what we accomplish in there. If we just walk in and then escape, is that worth the deeds?
Maybe.
I don't know.
No. Also, a deeds requires great personal sacrifice.
Well, we're in hell.
But
what have we sacrificed?
Not being in hell.
Yeah, everything that we could possibly get arc-wise from being in hell comes from the fact that we have just waltzed into hell.
So should we all add a deeds for going into hell?
No.
No.
Ah, oh, damn.
Okay. You stand in an infinite graveyard. A path runs through from the door that is no longer there. Deeper in.
Is there any thing in any direction, any distance away?
There's the path.
Right, but the path is like the ground. Is there anything above ground at the end of the path? Or along the path?
You don't see. Well, there's a lot of gravestones. Further down the path, it looks like there's maybe a signpost.
There's a signpost. We should orient ourselves, guys.
Ah, cool. I wonder what it says.
Right.
This configuration of hell is new to me.
This wasn't what it was like?
No.
I was expecting more fire and brimstone.
Okay,
this
well,
is actually a relief.
Hell does not have to play by your rules.
Thanks, Sassy Martin. I'm gonna go walk toward the signpost.
You are very welcome.
I wanna to read the sign.
Yes, let's find out what's on the sign.
Yes. Do I have to roll a read?
No.
It's not in some kind of arcane deep.
Can I roll a read? I like reading.
You walk down the infinite path to the signpost. It is an arrow pointing further down the direction you are going, and reads Agonos, then in parentheses, Prince of Hell, this way.
Ah, good. This is very convenient. I'm liking hell, actually.
Is there just that one sign?
Yes.
Baird, do you trust the signpost?
I trust us to lead us toward doom.
What if our doom is Agonos?
Then yeah. That's where we want to be.
That sounds about right.
Okay, well, come on, everyone. Get going. I start walking off.
Okay. When you turn back in the direction the sign was pointing, there are things that weren't there before.
Oh, good things.
What are they? Well, hold on, we don't know if they're good things.
In giant flaming letters that the flames seem to be blinking in and out of existence, it says Agonos and then points down, and there is a row of gravestones and open graves. The graves read Martin Trumbull, Bayard Trumbull, Elijah Heston. That grave is filled in. Tristan Bannon, Wagner, and Connor Price. And the flame arrow for Agonos points down at the open graves.
I guess I'm fucked.
Can we look down into the open graves? Is there like a tunnel, or is it just a grave?
You look down and it seems to be a large tunnel, and there is a ladder that descends out of sight. Unfortunately, this ladder seems to be covered in barbs.
Covered in what?
Barbs and spikes.
Oh.
Would it like...
I've never experienced transportation quite like this before.
Just like painful thorns, or would it just impale on our hands if we tried to climb the ladder?
It looks like painful thorns, and it would probably cut up your hands and make you bleed quite a bit.
This seems like a pretense to some sort of blood-based deal. They want our blood, right? That's what demons want?
Is I align my grave.
I think they want our souls, but we should consult the expert here.
Prince Trumbull, how are you going to get down the ladder?
What, down the ladder? We just have to lie in our graves, don't we?
No, the graves are tunnels.
There's no bottom. It goes down. There's a tunnel. Look. Well, maybe there's a bottom once we get further down the ladder.
All right, so I'm sorry. Do each of these open graves have a ladder?
Yes.
Oh, so are each of us supposed to go?
They're all identical except Elijah's, which is filled in.
I see. Hey, here's a thought.
What if it turns out we don't even need the ladder?
Well, you wouldn't need a ladder. You can turn to a bird.
Yeah, I'm not doing that right now.
Why not?
I enjoy the waking world.
Is the ground of Elijah's grave, like, packed down, or is it, like, loose dirt?
It's loose earth.
Could we dig it?
I feel compelled to dig into it.
Can we maybe dig up Elijah? Oh, maybe his soul is here! And without hesitation, I begin digging at the grave.
Okay. Connor and Wagner begin working together to dig this grave with their bare hands. It seems to be quite a shallow grave, because within a few minutes you can feel cold flesh underneath and clear away the dirty body of Elijah. It seems to be intact, not burned like he was in life. It just seems gray and completely devoid of anything.
I would like to poke it.
Dead.
You're not even going to get a stick to do that?
I don't think this is quite what I'm looking for.
I am a doctor. I deal with cadavers regularly.
Can we
frequently.
Get the body out of the grave?
Occasionally.
Yeah.
Why do you care so much?
I want to...
Maybe this...
No, I'm asking Connor.
Maybe this grave is not thorny and hard to climb down. Maybe it's just a layer of dirt and then whatever our destination is.
Out of curiosity, Wagner, do you think you could taxidermy Elijah? And if you could, would you be interested in doing so? Just think about it. Get back to me later.
I'll turn him into a helicopter.
No,
helicopters don't exist.
We had a client
some guy turned
something like this once. He really missed his wife, was what he kept on saying.
That
afterwards.
Why don't we throw the body down one of the holes and see how far it falls?
No!
Actually, yes, that's very useful.
No!
Come on, Connor, help me.
Alright, yes. Let's... Wagner, you don't need this anymore.
It's also probably fake.
Why would it be fake?
Why wouldn't it be fake?
This is where dead people go.
Do they?
This isn't what he looked like when he... Whatever you did to him.
We, helped him.
Which grave are you throwing Elijah down?
Mine.
No, mine. I'm more important.
No, I want him to go to my grave.
I want him in mine.
I think it should be in Wagner's grave.
Why?
Because you love him.
That's true. You seem to be the one that cares the most.
Okay, well, can we just not put him in any graves and maybe keep him up here?
Can me and
Martin... Oh, yes, let's just keep him
one,
up here in hell.
Two, three, toss! Whee!
Yep,
into Wagner's grave?
Yep.
Sure.
Okay. He goes tumbling down, he bounces off the side, cuts himself up a little bit when he catches the thorned ladder.
Can we see how far and what's going on? I want to look down just to make sure I see any cool, short-lived events.
He disappears into the darkness, and then you can see sort of a flare of fire and light, and a burst of maybe smoke or black dust just that plumes out of the grave.
Wow.
Well, I'm suddenly really glad
strange.
I didn't go with my original gut feeling. I guess Elijah did help me even in death.
Again, probably not his actual real corpse.
You guess?
No. I don't want to go down there now. And maybe none of us should go down those.
Where else are we going to go? Look around. There's nothing. Is there anything?
Maybe this is all some kind of metaphor for we all have to die in order to see Agnos. Because it looks to me like the entire purpose of that was to set me on fire.
Okay, well, we're already in hell, so I'm not sure what dying...
Yeah, do you want to kill one of us to test what happens?
No. I don't want to kill anyone.
That's not a very good plan.
Do we really want to confront Agnos? I kind of just want to leave.
Yes.
Well, we can't leave. The door closed behind us.
Let's find another door out! What could possibly go wrong?
Forward along the path Agnos has set for us, or starve to death where we stand, if we even need to eat here.
Don't necessarily take the exact same path.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna go down my ladder. I don't care about these thorns. I'm gonna scrape my nub up and my hand, but whatever.
Well, we could use some rope instead.
No pain, no... yes, because we have tons of that.
We do.
You have whatever you were carrying on your persons before you came in.
Anybody with traveling gear.
I have a traveling gear, I think.
As rope. We could just rappel down the side.
I think I have a traveling gear. I don't have a traveling gear.
I don't.
Kid, does anyone have traveling gear?
I do!
Probably not, since we never do any traveling.
Oh, I've just taken it with me every time we've been out.
Yeah, of it course. Contains, like, basic supplies for things. It traveling gear.
Every time I've ever whipped out a torch, it was probably because it was in my bag. But with my medicine and my traveling gear.
Yeah, it's not necessarily, it's not necessarily gear for, like, traveling gear per se. It's just, like, supplies that you might need. It's, like, okay. It's more like a utility belt.
Are you lowering down Martin on a rope, or is he taking the ladder?
I would prefer that he take a rope.
How is he going to climb a rope?
We tie it to him, and then we just lower him down. He's
got
to
go down my rope. Go off every barb along the way.
No, so that he doesn't have to touch the barbs. It's an open grave. It's 6 feet long.
Why don't we wear gloves and just avoid this?
I don't have any gloves.
I thought that I might have gloves because I got armor from that thing, but I don't know if I have gloves.
I do have gloves.
You have gloves. One glove from...
Yes, I have a glove.
Oh, you probably have, like, a stump cover, too.
Because... No, he's got, like, the glove from Ezekiel.
Yeah, because we're glove buddies. Wow, this is actually coming in handy.
What a thought.
But is that, like, a padded glove, or is it just, like, a dress glove that's just going to get torn up by the thorns?
He's not the sort of person to do dress gloves, so...
Well, it was at a formal party, so he might.
Yeah, I would see it as...
Even at a formal party, I don't think... This is Ezekiel Sedgwick we're talking about. No. It's probably a heavy-duty leather glove.
Like some kind of utility glove?
Made of metal and brawn, designed for punching people.
It's his old service glove.
No, I'm actually pretty sure it was a formal wear glove.
Nope, it's old service glove.
You know who could settle this? The person who was playing Ezekiel Sedgwick at the time.
I am willing to treat it as one die of armor.
Cool.
Okay.
Ezekiel's not the sort of person who would have a posh glove. Yeah. Or as he would call it, a soft glove.
I mean, I imagine it's something, like, appropriate for formal occasions, but it's still, you know, a thick leather, like, hide glove.
Kind of like,
not
kind of like how ceremonial armor is still made of metal.
Mm-hmm. Not a glove that Ezekiel Sedgwick would balk at.
A glove that Ezekiel Sedgwick would rebuff.
You don't want him balking at your gloves.
The glove. So you're climbing down the ladder, Martin?
Yep.
Roll me your one armor die.
Ouch.
That will do just that. That's a 4? Is that good?
That is a success.
Cool.
Okay. You cut up your gloves and your glove and your boot something fierce as you trod your way down, and you get little pricks and cuts. On the skin underneath, but your clothing manages to protect you from the worst of it. You wind up climbing down around 30 feet, and you pass through an area of just total darkness. But it is unnaturally dark. You can't see anything in front of you. You have only your brain to sense where your limbs are.
Man.
And then when you pass through to the other side, there's a glow of flame and smoke.
Before he gets too far ahead, I would like to follow, wearing smithing gloves.
Okay. Roll your armor.
Guys, it's not that bad down here.
I want to go down too.
It's just really dark.
Should we all take our own graves?
I want to take
I don't want to split up.
No, I would say that we should each take our own graves.
Wait,
I think the only reason the fire happened is because we threw Elijah down a grave that wasn't his.
Wait, Martin, could you see the other ladders once you got down past the grave dirt?
Could I?
No. They're all tunnels all the way down.
Tunnels all the way.
So it turns out that work gloves are not armor.
If I have gambeson on my arms, does that count as gloves too?
Yes.
Generally, yeah.
Ooh, I have gloves. I want to go down.
I only took chest armor. Would it be possible for me to make some sort of check to avoid the barbs, such as climbing?
If you wanted to, you could try a climbing check to sort of brace your arms and legs against the side and climb down that way instead of using the ladder.
Do that as well.
Because the ladder a little sucks.
Yeah. Alright, I'll go for that. Is there any way I could also take a, like, are there any other, could I tie a rope to a headstone and, like, use that to help myself?
Sure. You can take an advantage study of climbing for that.
Sweet. I think I will.
Are you going down your hole or his?
I'm going down my own hole, yeah.
Oh.
If Martin is correct, then we don't want to go down any holes that are not ours.
I thought Baird went down his hole.
No, Martin's. Baird.
I went down Martin's hole.
Oh, did you? Okay.
I do not subscribe to any theory. Agonos will screw with you no matter what. It doesn't matter what you do.
Okay. It is an obstacle 3 climbing check.
Okay. I'll put a persona into this. Why not? Get 5 of them.
Actually, what is climbing rooted in?
Speed.
Agility? Oh, speed.
Speed, eh?
Yes. It is moving your whole body, so it's a speed thing.
I might want to do that instead.
One, two, three, and just in case shit happens that gets bad, I'm going to open in this.
Unsurprisingly, Elijah did not know climbing.
4, and 5, and 6 successes. Man, I love these dice.
Is that 6 actual climbing successes?
Yes, actual climb successes.
That ain't no thing for you, man. You just brace your arms and legs against the side of the grave and shimmy your way down.
Do persona account for advancement?
No, you do not.
Okay, so then that is still another difficult test for climbing. Which is has been at B3 for the entire game as Wagner.
Hooray! I wanna go down. I don't wanna climb though. That's a very hard test without climbing.
Yes. So, if you have armor, roll your armor dice.
Hooray! Ooh, a 5. I don't know if that's good for armor.
It is. It's the same success failure as anything else.
I thought it was like a die of fate kind of thing.
No. If it's a 1 on, then that armor is considered damaged, is all, when you fail. Otherwise, your armor just doesn't. It's damaged.
But it's not, like, used up at all from a success?
No.
Okay.
Can you use a fate to reroll that if it's a failure?
No. Armor dice is not open-ended, question mark? Is it open-ended?
No.
I don't want my armor to ever break.
It might break.
Well, it can be repaired. If it
not in hell?
No, not in hell.
Well, maybe. Bayard's...
You don't know that.
Yeah, Bayard's here.
I want to go down the same doodlebop Bayard went. Because I trust Bayard.
So, 3 of you are going down Martin's grave.
Yep.
No, why are you going down my grave? I don't think
because
you're supposed to be doing
police!
That.
Because
fuck the police!
I got
fuck the hell, police.
What?
Okay, you know what? If you want to get yourself killed in my grave, then whatever.
Just stop talking and walk.
I feel like this is going to lead us all to our ironic punishments.
Going down.
Okay. So anyone who failed their armor to climb down the ladder takes a black six wound.
Holy crap.
Tears up your hands and feet, something fierce.
It's extremely severe tearing.
The wound because I made it with just other kinds of climbing, right?
Yeah, you didn't touch the ladder at all.
Oh, sweet.
Oh yeah, Glove Buddies pays off.
So, as it comes down, the tunnels all open out into the same spot, where it is, well, an archetypal lake of fire. Fortunately, separating you from it is long strands of thick, well, let's call it what it is, spider webs.
Hmm. Huh. Hey, this is an interesting question. Do great spiders die and go to hell?
I don't see why not.
Unfortunately for Wagner, the area of web that would catch him at the bottom of his grave has been broken through.
Huh.
Oh.
That's not good.
Because, yeah.
Well, it would have,
No, it would have been there, but...
It would have been there, but it also probably wouldn't have supported his weight.
You know, it probably is open, ironically, specifically tailored to Wagner.
Yeah. Or it's because we threw Elijah down there.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like someone broke through at high velocity. with six climbing successes, though, it's no big deal for you to climb down a little bit horizontally and swing yourself over to somewhere that will support you.
Okay.
Oh, is it like the web is like right there once we get to the bottom?
It's a couple feet below you that you've got to drop into it.
Okay.
Are we going to stick to this web?
Who wants to find out?
I'm already on it, so... Is it sticky is what I'm asking, I guess.
It's a little sticky, but not so much that's actually holding you in place.
Like soda floor.
I think a more pertinent question is how many spiders are here.
Are there any spiders? I want to observe.
It doesn't take much observation, because...
Because, yes.
Sitting there waiting for you is... A spider, well, those of you who were in the basement of the Magic Academy, it reminds you of that one, except it's larger. If you've never seen an elephant, you'd say it's about that size. And covering its thorax are a bunch of circular eggs that you can see little developing spiders floating in.
I think it's about time for a steel test.
Absolutely.
Is this the sort of thing that there would be a steel test for?
Yes.
Oh, on the cool side.
Coming across giant spiders? Yes, I believe that is something that you...
I hope it's a difficult steel test.
I think we're kind of used to it by now. There's always spiders.
Actually, this is the one plus place we could get actual steel tests. So that's the plus side of going to hell.
Hesitation plus four.
That's so close. That's not difficult. Why weren't you listening?
That's difficult for me.
It's challenging for me.
Plus four.
Oh, wow, this what is kind challenging.
Oh,
no, wait, yeah, this is challenging.
Hesitation, is it?
Fear.
Oh, okay, alright.
Oh, no, it's difficult, never mind.
Two, three, seven,
eight. Obstacle seven.
Wow. All
right, hesitation.
I did not pass the steel test.
Hesitating one.
I'm hesitating so many? I'm hesitating five.
For six.
Four. Five. I'm gonna reroll a failure on that.
Shit, that's a thing I could have done.
Wait, I can add more dice of fate to reroll failures?
No, you can only do it once.
I'm not gonna do it, but hypothetically if I did do it, I got a one, so.
Reroll ones? Oh, you can reroll once.
I am
once.
Also hesitating for one action.
Yeah, for a,
I'll
yes.
spend a fate on this.
If a roll is already open-ended, you could spend a fate on it to reroll a single failed die.
Oh.
All right, I spent a fate. I'm hesitating. Not hesitating.
I'm hesitating three.
I'm hesitating.
I might
three.
As well spend a fate on it. Okay, I'm hesitating five.
Success!
Okay, Connor, you're hesitating?
Yes.
What is your reaction?
Fall prone.
Okay.
Coward. Stand and draw.
No, faint. Faint.
Swoon thing?
Okay. Yeah, that's the one.
Martin.
I am going to, belly laugh. By which I mean I'm going to, fall prone and...
I was gonna say, did you just drag a Lewis Wu?
Yeah. Can I Lewis Wu?
No.
Why not?
Because you don't have the trait?
Yeah, no, I'm gonna fall prone and... do as much begging for my life as I can to a spider.
Okay. Krista?
I'm gonna swoon.
And Bayard.
Although I'm not hesitating, I think I'm going to run a little bit anyway to get some distance on this and shoot it if it heads towards Martin.
Okay.
Heads towards anyone else, well then, that's just buying time.
Well, Martin is exactly the person it's heading towards. Fortunately, you have your senses about you, so I'm not going to make you roll to not fall off of this web as you run. Which, if anyone had chosen to run screaming, would be a thing that would happen.
Great.
This spider starts walking gracefully towards Martin, who is begging for mercy.
Get away from him, you monster. Should I commence with the shooting?
Sure.
No, don't shoot it. What if it's a friendly spider?
Yeah, it might want to discuss trading like everyone else for Martin, and then you don't have to waste the bullets, because you hate everybody but Martin.
All right, three successes.
He doesn't hate him, he just doesn't really care.
Die of fate, best result possible, D11.
Okay. What is the VA on your bullets?
That depends on range. Assuming we're at optimal, I think. Where's the table. The A star... 3.
Okay. Your bullet puts a crack in its flesh as you see a little trickle of black blood. Hey!
It's coming from its eyes.
Hey.
Kinda hurt.
Kinda, he says.
Yeah, I expected you to eat my brother.
Oh god, please don't. I just want to go see Agados. I don't want to get eaten by a spider or do any horrible things to you.
I was gonna take you to Agados, and then he shot me.
Okay, well, we're very sorry about it.
Yes, if anyone must be blamed, it is solely my fault.
Yeah, Bear, you really need to...
You're the one who shot me!
You really need to, like, put away your preconceptions about this place. Just because it's hell doesn't mean that everything in here is, you know, out to get you. Look, we even accidentally ruined a piece of its web by throwing Elijah down here.
3 out of 4 giant spiders you've run into, counting this one.
We're really sorry. It's just that we weren't sure what was down, so we had an extra corpse, and so we threw one down, you know, to kind of test the water. I mean, there wasn't like a sign saying giant friendly spider down here.
No, there was a sign that said Agonos this way.
Well, some of us aren't very trusting of Agonos.
How does he know about the sign?
Maybe he put it there.
Maybe he was told about it.
We can take the bullet out and patch you up.
You want me to fix you up, crazy spider thing?
He's not crazy.
You look crazy.
It'll be fine.
You sure? I mean, I don't want you walking around in pain or anything. I can fix you up. It ain't no thing.
Okay.
I would like to perform surgery on this spider.
Okay. You approach the spider. You can see that the bullet is half embedded in its carapace. It's no surgery required to pull it out. You think this would be the equivalent of a superficial wound.
Oh.
When you pull the bullet out, from the wound starts to spew forth the horrible, agonizing screams of the damned.
Whoa. Is this a skill test kind of thing?
No. Really only
that's just what it bleeds.
Do you want me to, like, patch this up, or are you okay hearing the screams of the damned? What do you want to do, Mr. Patient Spider-Man?
How come the screams of the damned come out of your gunshot wound?
Well, I mean, Bayard did inflict it.
I ate some of the souls of the damned. They don't shut up for a while.
That makes sense. How long has it been? Is this indigestion?
Oh. It's been about 2,000 years.
That's
jeez,
why,
and they're still kicking?
That's why he's not trying to eat us, because we're not the damned.
And he's full.
They'll roil around in there for a while. Eventually I'll regurgitate what left of them, and then my babies will feast upon them. And then they'll reform and move on to their next torment.
Is this like the equivalent of classical music to your babies in Vito? Is this pleasant to your children, or should I try and hush up these souls for them? I just want to make you as comfortable as possible, Mr.
Little
Patient
bastards
Spider-Man.
Are going to try to eat me when they come up to life anyway.
So ungrateful. Man, children.
It's a living, right?
Yeah, really.
We're
kids.
Why were you going to bring him to Agonos?
Because Agonos told me to.
So everybody just kind of does what Agonos says around here, huh?
He is the prince. And, last I knew, people did what princes say.
Really? Last you knew?
Does anyone do what you say?
I do.
Oh. Well, you're new.
I can only roll my eyes. Actually, no, I can do more, but I'm only going to roll my eyes.
We had trouble getting a desk clerk to obey you.
Well, he didn't think I was the prince.
Admittedly, if you walk into a place and say, hey, I'm the prince, do what I say, a lot of people, if you don't have any proof, are going to be kind of skeptical of you.
What kind of proof is there for being the prince?
Signet rings, mostly.
We don't have those.
Yeah, we do.
Well, I want to
some of us do. Ring.
Okay, you're not royalty, so you don't have a signet ring.
Hang around with royalty.
Okay, that doesn't give you a signet ring.
I should have stuff. He was allowed to say whatever he wanted.
Okay, he didn't have a signet ring.
So Agonos.
Yes.
Want to go see Agnos now?
Yes. We're very sorry about any inconvenience we caused you.
Well, unless there's another way out of here.
I've never left.
As in, why would he?
He has a pretty good gig going on here. Get some free souls. Kids try to eat you.
Yes, yep. You're really painting this as better than it actually is.
That's the life.
Well, I mean, it's probably not good for the souls of the damned, but this spider guy's got it all right.
Yeah.
So, Agnos.
Climb on.
Is it safe to touch you?
I won't burn you or eat you. If some of my babies start to hatch, you just put them back in their place.
Okay.
Is there some special procedure to put them back in their place? This is somewhat foreign.
You ask a lot of questions.
Well, this is our first time visiting hell. Well,
we've never been here before.
I motion over to Baird.
I'm a frequent flyer.
So anyway, we all get on to the giant horrible spider's back, and then it takes
us... Not horrible. It's quite pleasant.
I don't know. It's nice enough, but...
He's very friendly.
Yeah, really. We couldn't
it feels
ask
like it's just,
for a better...
It really feels like it's just tolerating us.
He could be trying to eat us. Is that what you want, Wagner?
No.
Okay, if you all get on his back, he will climb to the opening you burst through in his web, and then climb down to the underside. So you're all hanging on as the spider walks upside down.
Yes!
Above a lake of fire.
I want to cling to the
God.
Back. Grab
wow,
on.
Thank God Elijah wasn't here.
A big handhold of back fat to hold on to. Or back hair or something.
I'm terrified. Suited
yeah,
terrified.
I don't think spiders have fat.
No, really just carapace and hair. It climbs along the underside until it is above what appears to be an exact replica of the Trumbull House that is floating, just sort of idly drifting in the lake of fire.
I hope it doesn't have the same anti-magic properties.
Hey, I can see your house from here.
It then extends a web and lands you guys on the roof.
Well, we thank you very much. Oh yes, what was your name, by the way? I'm Martin Trumbull.
I am Halakomian Kuchi Juja.
Halakomian Kuchi Juja?
What?
No, it's Halakomian Kuchi Juja.
Do you have like a...
Okay,
a
well, it was very nice to meet you.
That is something my nickname.
Your, call you
Hal. My real name
you.
Takes 2 years for humans to say.
Oh.
Then we will refrain from saying it, lest we bore you.
Time flows the same way.
I think 2 years is insignificant to him, possibly.
Yeah, but it might bore him. Certainly we've managed to annoy him in under 2 years.
So shall we?
It ascends its web, leaving you on the roof of this Trumbull House.
Well then.
It's actually good repair. It looks like it did when you were kids.
Oh, wow. This is the nicest I've ever seen this place.
If we look over the edge of the roof, is there a yard? Or is it just like the side of the house and then fire?
There's like a little ring of earth and, you know, essentially the doorstep in front of the door.
So we could go down to the door without falling into fire? Or is there a roof access hatch on the Trumbull
There's
house?
A chimney.
That seems risky, because chimneys have fires at the bottom, typically.
You don't think
like fire is any worse in hell than it is in...
But it's kind of hard to tell.
So can I just... Or could we just... We can't just make our way to the front door?
You certainly can.
Yes, then let's do that.
Should we knock, or can you guys just
one at a time, just because there's not enough space?
Let's knock. It is polite.
Isn't this your house?
You need to knock at your own place.
My house was not in hell.
That's true. It could be like the same model of house, but, you know.
I mean, certainly it looks a lot like the same house, but I really doubt it.
I'm gonna knock.
Come in!
Whose voice?
Thank you! I'm gonna open the door and step in.
Whose voice is that?
A friend. We've never heard Agnos' voice, so we would never know.
Like, do we know the voice?
Bayard does.
Is it Agnos?
It is.
I sigh.
Hey, Dristan, you walk inside. You can hear the voice beckon you from the dining room. You walk into the long table and see a creature, maybe about 7 feet tall. It looks like a child made something out of gray putty, almost featureless with big ropey arms, sitting at the head of the table. Seated at the table, you see Gordon, Nefario Trumbull, what you assume is Argentum Trumbull based on the portraits you've seen. They all look sort of empty and lifeless, like Elijah did. Dr. Bannon, a pleasure to meet you.
You must be Prince Agnos. I've heard so much. Really, the pleasure's all mine.
Shall I assume the rest of you are descending and making your way in?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I would love to go meet the Prince of Hell.
Thanks
that
for...
That is what we're here for, by the way, after all.
Thanks for seeing us on such short notice. We did kind of just stop by.
I don't think this is true.
No. Well, the gang's all here now. Hold up. Take a seat. Make yourselves comfortable.
I do just that.
Oh, thank you. I will.
I'll stand, thanks.
I'll have a seat next to, Nefario, I guess. Or across from him? I don't know.
I'll take a seat next to, Argentum.
I'll take an empty seat.
So, what can I do for you?
Okay, well, I would like to ask you to please do not send the undead army into Skelmoza.
Anymore.
Well, I've considered your offer, and no.
Why not?
You're not offering him anything.
You have nothing to bargain with. You have nothing to offer me in return. And we all know you can't hurt me physically, and you're at my mercy right now, so why should I give you anything?
Well, hold on.
Because
why
we're so charming. We paid you a house visit.
Why are you sending them into the material plane in the first place?
To bring about chaos in the Day of Reckoning, where I shall ascend to the highest throne.
And how are you going to do that with a bunch of undead shambling idiots?
That's not nice to say.
The Grand Army of the Dead will march across the world.
Okay, yeah, no, that seems unlikely. I mean,
you've hindered me quite a bit, but since you're in hell now, I can proceed uninhibited.
Not really. I mean, the programming's already done. They're gonna rip themselves to pieces.
Well, that's one army.
I can always come up with another plan.
You do seem very resourceful.
Thank you.
Can I change
fuck up Agnos' shit to charm the fuck out of Agnos?
To what end?
To get out of hell.
So we came in so we could get out.
No, that's not what I came in for.
I came in to follow you guys.
Anyways, I do actually have something to offer you, Agnos. Okay. How would you enjoy the misery and torment and usurpation of Skelmose's current ruler?
I would love it. I would love it.
Why would I want that? I love that guy.
What?
Isn't that the guy right there? I point to Nefario.
Why do you love that guy? What's there to love about him?
Guys, he's right in front of us.
He's terrible.
No, he's not. It's not him.
He is awful. He sows chaos. He's incompetent. He only cares about himself. He's fantastic at sowing discord and destruction. In fact, I might have to do nothing and the city will tear itself apart without me. And then, when he's finally done, he comes down here and I get to torture him for all eternity.
Well, if you ever get to. Because, you know that he's rigged it to never die.
He is not the first wizard who's thought he's made himself immortal.
So, what are your thoughts on the whole soul-melding thing?
That shit is pretty fucked up.
Is it true that he is actually, his soul is withering?
Hmm? That's right.
I see. And how would he be able to stop this if he were to, say, actually try and continue on for longer, doing your deeds, doing deeds that at the very least don't displease you?
Don't know. Don't really care.
Really? Seems like that would be up your alley.
Evil, greedy people are never in short supply.
I suppose not.
The next colossal fuck-up is always right around the corner. Look at how much damage his son did. Not, what, a year?
Wait, which one?
Me?
No, the other one.
I think he means me.
Went from being incompetent to completely malicious and devastating. In such a brief period. We're all so proud of him.
Yes, one can certainly blossom that way.
Call it what you will, bud.
That's why you've been hounding me and my family ever since.
So, are we done here?
No. Your motivations are still weird to me. How does chaos and discord get you to the highest throne?
Because chaos is the source of a demon's power. We feed off the suffering of mortals.
But what is chaos? Like, what is the definition of chaos that gives you power? What really? Is exactly that fine line between order and chaos in, like, say there was a country, it wasn't a bad country, but it was a little disorganized. How disorganized does it need to be in order to make you more powerful?
Really? You want to get into this?
Yes, let's get into the metaphysics of being a demon.
No.
Why not?
There's no point in explaining anything to you. You're nothing. You're insignificant. You're a little ant that wandered into hell. And right now, you're only here because I enjoy tormenting you, pulling off your legs slowly.
Does this count as torment?
Legs?
Where, I have to check to make sure my
on
legs...
On a scale of 1 to 1 pleasant, this hasn't been that bad, actually.
You're a surprisingly good host for the Prince of Hell, sir.
Just wait till I leave, then you get to spend your next eternity here. By the way, walking in with your fleshy mortal bodies? Good job.
Yeah, not many people probably do that, huh?
No.
So
you're sure you don't want to stop that deadite army? Oh, we call them Deadites, by the way.
I thought you said they were Rough Riders or something.
What? No, I never said that. That's...
That was Elijah's moniker.
Bayard called them a Rough Rider.
Maybe he's calling them that in Elijah's honor.
So, Elijah.
So, no, not going to stop them. Not going to change my plans. No reason to.
Well,
so then what comes next?
I leave, and you are trapped in a replica of your childhood home floating across a lake of fire for all eternity.
That sucks.
Or you escape and wander an endless infernal wasteland.
That also sucks.
Or maybe I just have you torn apart by puppies for all eternity.
By puppies?
That sounds so bad. A little bit better. I mean, puppies.
Prince Agnos.
My puppies.
Is there any alternative that doesn't leave us trapped in hell forever?
We could help.
You don't have anything I want or need, and you are incapable of stopping me.
Wait, hold on.
What is your plan?
Aren't I pivotal to making the Witch Queen happen or something? What even is with that?
Yeah, how are you doing? What is with that is my question. Have you fucked the giant yet?
No. She's going through... There's a tough time. Actually, it's that guy that you like so much. Mr. Nefario. Him right there. I pointed him. Or his effigy. He's getting in the way.
He is?
Yeah, the whole King Argentum thing kind of threw a wrench into the, you know, the whole courtship thing, didn't it? I mean, he took over, he...
Your chaos is getting in the way of your chaos, sir. You don't seem to have all your ducks in a row.
Isn't that the point of chaos?
Yeah, you don't seem to have all your ducks in a row. You're a bad demon, aren't you?
But if the ducks were in a row, then they wouldn't be chaotic.
Yeah, but I mean, but by having your ducks in a row, you could, in the end, make it more chaotic than if they weren't. Know what I mean? It
seems like a very orderly way to achieve chaos.
It's the calm before the storm.
I don't think that's how chaos works. Are you a chaosologist?
I think Prince Agnos is.
Let's just leave it to the professionals, Martin.
Anyways, no, your chaos is getting... Actually, it's not even your chaos. It's Argentum's chaos. Sorry, I called him that. It's Nefario's chaos. Getting in the way of your chaos. He wants to actually control your undead army. Although it's not going to work.
Okay.
I mean, your undead army has basically already failed.
What were your initial plans with this Rough Rider plan of yours? What did you expect to happen, just out of curiosity?
Death, destruction, suffering.
That's pretty successful.
Those are weird and nebulous goals. There's no end state to it.
I think that's how he got to be Prince of Hell, by having nebulous goals that were achievable.
If we're down here, then we can't get killed, murder, suffered by the Rough Riders up there, so maybe you should send us back up.
You can still get killed and suffer down here. And you're inconsequential. You are five people that, frankly, I give a shit about only as a source of amusement.
We are pretty amusing.
We did undo your undead army plan. It's undone.
Okay. Then maybe I'll just sit back and watch the giant bitch fight the monster wizard.
There's a monster wizard?
Yes, Argentum. Nefario. God damn it, he's got me calling him that now.
Oh.
Isn't that his name?
And then when maybe they've reduced the entire place to rubble, I'll... I don't know, send out a hell scorpion.
But would they reduce the entire place to rubble?
I have some questions about your hell spider. Did you make him?
He was extremely polite.
Did I?
He was really nice.
He is one of my servants.
But you didn't make him.
No.
Are you capable of making him? Do you make things, or do you just infect things with chaos? What do you do?
It just kind of lets it happen.
Do you nurture chaos like a tiny little seedling into a giant tree of fucked up?
What? See, that's an interesting point. There was a big tree that contained everything. And then it got infected, and the first demons were made.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh no.
Well, from that flows everything. Magic, demons, you know, the works. All the stuff you guys think about. Yeah. It was once a tree, surrounded by monkeys.
How did it get infected?
Ah, some dipshit.
Oh, do you know this story? This sounds really, really fun. I love
my eyes are widening.
Some dipshit.
No.
What did this dipshit do?
Look. He cast doorbuster on the tree and
he actually cast tore it
open and released everything into the everything.
Mm-hmm. When a mommy tree and a daddy spell love each other very much, blah 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 blah, I don't care.
And wait, that doesn't make any sense.
Come about by human souls who became so corrupted that they started out as imps and then worked their way up the ladder.
How so does someone use magic on a tree when magic flows from that one incident?
If I try really hard, I might graduate into an imp? Or do I have to be born that way?
Like Bayard levels of evil.
Bayard's evil?
He could have been an imp. I had a good job opportunity open for him. He was an ambitious go-getter before he went all preachy.
You know, he wasn't really doing all that for the sake of being evil.
There's that saying, the road to hell. What is it? Paved with Trumbull flesh? No, that's not it.
Yes, it's paved with good intentions.
Also ill-thought-out plans.
Oh, wow, that sounds really familiar.
All right.
So you actually don't have any sort of dealings with Nefario?
No.
Huh, that's actually a little surprising.
Is there food at the dinner table, or is it just conversation?
Just conversation.
Oh.
Okay, so tell you what's going to happen. I'm going to go leave and watch the Deadites attack your refugees. Maybe they'll
get taken out by my Deadites.
But either way, people will suffer.
Can I watch?
He really seems to be very much a and don't have anything to do with means kind of guy.
You know, you could send us back and you could watch us get trampled by him. I think that would be pretty entertaining for you.
Meh.
How about...
Does it take effort to send us back? Is that, like, the limiting factor? Are you just lazy?
No, I could open a door right now.
Oh, wow.
What about Lithuania?
What about Lithuania?
Well, certainly you know of one giant king who has a bit of a grudge against the place.
Hmm?
And how we're supposed to help him actually basically undo it.
Yeah.
That's not helpful to you at all?
Ionos, I think you know us pretty well. Are we not incredible sources of chaos everywhere we go?
You are, but frankly, you've started to pull your shit together, and it's because...
And then we walked into hell! Like, what do you think is going to happen from here on out?
You're going to suffer for all eternity.
Oh.
Oh, that just seems so unnecessary, though. it really seems like a waste on your part. You have potentially great resources here, and you're just going to let them suffer for all eternity.
Well, I mean, that was the goal anyway, right?
It's just a shortcut. Like,
including Bayar.
Why not let us take the scenic route and chaosify the world a little bit more?
You know that we have plenty of good intentions left, right?
Oh my god, I'm chock full of good intentions!
I'm gonna kind of just sort of exchange, like, confused looks with Bayard here.
You and me both, Wagner.
I really am full of good intentions. Everything I've done has been based upon good intentions. I've tried not to make the same missteps as my brother. But I am sorry to say that, yes, some pain and suffering has happened as a direct result of me.
Tell you what, Martin. Why don't you command your newfound army of Deadites to kill everyone in Skelmota?
What? I could never do that. It's not really my army. I don't directly control them. They're just set to go destroy other Deadites.
But you or Argentum could control them.
Yes.
The possibility definitely exists.
Although I would prefer to merely stop Argentum from controlling
them. I'm sorry. I raised my hand. I have a question.
Yes?
Well, Mr. Agonos, if you had the capability of sending this horrible army of the dead out at any given time and just decided to pick now to do so, why wouldn't you have done it earlier?
I didn't. An opportunity presented itself in the form of a doorway connecting this world and yours.
I thought you said you could open a door whenever you want.
I can open the door back to where you came in, because that door's open.
Really?
I think what he's saying is that he can't make the door suddenly appear.
But now that it has appeared. I'm pretty sure the door's closed, because it closed behind us.
Well, maybe it's only one way.
The door is still,
I think it's open up in Skelmoza, but not down here.
Hmm. Yeah, that one.
So then it would take somebody on the inside to open that door to get out, and somebody on the outside to open that door to get in. So that way, like, if Mr. Agonos, for example, you were out in our world, and that door closed behind you, you would have to have somebody from our world open it up and let you back in, right? That's why you're sending a bunch of undead out there and not just going out and doing it yourself, right?
I have stuff to do. Damn it!
Also, what's up with the flying monkeys?
Okay, this is not answer all your question time. I'm done. I'm out.
Wait, Mr. Agonos, wait.
It was nice having a chit chat with you.
Are my parents still alive?
Oh, who cares? He stands and starts leaving.
I care.
Well, he doesn't, obviously.
We can find out on our own. Provided we can get out of here. Are you sure you don't want to let us back out into non-hell? Wouldn't it be fun?
You're doing that voice again. You're doing that voice at the Prince of Hell.
And you're still talking!
So are you.
Did he already leave?
He opens the front door and steps out onto the Lake of Fire.
Agonos, one question for old time's sake. Was that portal my fault?
Yes. Good job.
Yeah, really.
He spreads a set of wings and starts flying up.
Ah, cool, he has wings.
Take care, bye-bye!
Be sure to visit Elfin.
If you can.
Does place have any drapes?
Yeah, it has everything that was in the Childhood Trouble House.
Okay, good. Let's get new drapes.
What?
Your plan for spending eternity in hell was to get new drapes?
Sure. Honestly, I've never gotten drapes in hell before. It must not be like going to the bazaar.
Like, hell was cool, but I'm done.
Okay, the point of hell is not to be cool.
Can we open the door?
Sure.
Is it just a lake of fire outside?
Yes.
Oh. Is a spider up on the web? Up above?
Yeah.
Can he hear us?
Maybe.
I'm sure if we yell engage with enough.
Him. Why not? He was friendly. Maybe he'll help us get out.
No, I think he was only doing that under Aganos' orders. That seems like a thing that you would do if your boss tells you to do it.
What was this?
Yes, Wagner.
How did you get out of hell before?
I was under Aganos' employ in both cases. He sent me back.
No. Didn't you...
Okay,
breaking kayfabe for a second here. I'm sorry. Did Bayard tell us that he met up with Aganos when we were in the spirit world?
Pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we had a specific conversation about that right after it happened.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure before I said what I was going to say. Cool. But I thought that he met you when we were on our spirit journey.
That wasn't hell.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Well...
Was it more or less pleasant?
What if... I don't know, it seemed pretty terrible if it was anything that, like, how Bayard described it. What if the two places are connected? We can just go back into the spirit world. Like we did before. Or like you guys did before. I don't know how I got in there.
Aganos might think he's all-powerful, but even he has to obey certain rules. If the doorway exists, we can go through it if we can find it.
Well, then we have to figure out where it is.
The
refusal of demons to get all their ducks in a row, metaphorically speaking, is what will ultimately doom all their schemes in the end.
Well, wasn't that one demon working against Aganos?
Who?
Cameo. Yes.
We've already dealt with demons before.
So maybe there's...
We're not on the best of terms. It seems to be a competitive market.
Maybe there's other demons out here who don't want to see Aganos succeed, and they would help us.
That does seem like...
First of all, Martin, did you get what you wanted from that conversation? Or
certainly...
are we going to chase Stan Aganos again?
No, I think,
I don't think we could ever get complete satisfaction from him.
Actually, that does tell us something that we didn't know before, namely that Aganos seems only able to do this sort of thing when somebody opens up a portal. So then the better thing to do in the first place is to close down these portals when we find them.
Hmm.
Which we really... Why... Shouldn't we have... We probably should have done that in the first place if we had known that closing a portal probably would have stopped Aganos.
Well, we don't know how to close a portal.
I'm sure there's got to be somebody out there who does.
You can't just blow it up. That's not a thing we can do.
There's a,
I mean, given
probably
the
a better
revolving
chance that
door...
someone in hell knows how to close a portal.
But given the revolving door nature of hell...
Here?
Who?
Swanson. Isn't he the guy that helped us close the portal before?
Why would he be in hell? He's not dead.
Swanson? We talked to his ghost.
Yeah, that's Swanson.
He stopped
him.
Existing.
Yes, okay. That's right.
But he might not
be
in hell.
Unborn.
Well, he has a soul somewhere. It might be in hell.
Could be in hell.
I'm gonna poke the effigy of Nefaria.
Okay. It feels like a corpse.
Huh.
Who are these people?
Well, that
one's this is my dad. This is my granddad. This is...
I thought
who raised us.
I thought your dad was the evil king that he said was bad, mean.
Yeah, he is.
Why is he down here?
Well, these are
these aren't actually them.
taxidermy to point out how fake they are.
Maybe we can use them as, like, a bridge of stepping stones to get out of the fire.
Actually, here's a thought. Nick,
I'm wondering if they have
any connections to their souls. Are these actual corpses? Like, are they flesh and blood corpses? Or do, upon closer inspection, are they just effigies, like, placeholders?
They feel flesh and blood.
Can we use them as stepping stones to get out of the Lake of Fire?
I feel like if we were to do that, they probably would just sink into the Lake of Fire.
I think the Lake
also,
of Fire
I'm not crossing
is deeper
the Lake of Fire
than you're hoping.
Well, I mean, if this plan doesn't work, we'll find out right away once we drop one of them into the fire.
I think the Lake of Fire is deeper than you're hoping. No, we're not doing it to Nefario.
I thought he was the one you didn't like.
Oh yeah, no, I don't like him, but if these corpses do indeed have any connection to their souls, well then.
If it's got a connection to him up above, then if it hurts him somehow up above, wouldn't that be good? Because
no,
it would undo Agonos' plan for
we
his
don't
soul
want,
chaos.
We don't want hurt and pain. I merely want to separate his soul from that of my grandfather.
So couldn't you...
That thing that Agonos said was fucked up? I want to undo it.
Couldn't you throw the grandfather's body in the fire then? And that'll sever the link away from Nefario?
No, because we don't know what connection these corpses actually have to their soul.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
They're presumably decorative, just to unnerve us.
So then there would be no reason not to throw them out.
Even if they're already in hell and are connected to their souls, those souls are in hell. They're already suffering torment.
But it can't put us into a worse position than we're already in. We're trapped in hell.
Let's do it with Gordon.
Exactly.
But why? I like Gordon. Out of all these
because
people, I like
the
him the most.
Yeah, but he's the least useful at the time being.
Wait, who?
What? I'm going to tell him you said that.
Okay, sure.
Well,
if we ever see him again.
Dead if he's in hell.
What are we doing with these bodies? I was zoning out.
Throwing them into the lake of fire.
I want to try and...
Why?
Gently ease them into the lake of fire to see if they sink.
Okay. Who are you easing into the lake of fire? Orange.
Yeah.
Okay. The body floats.
Huh.
What if... I want to, like, put just a foot on it and press on it to see if it would sink if we tried to walk on it.
It bobs a little bit. You think if you put your whole weight on it, it would start sinking.
Do I recognize this as a result of the density differential between molten lead and corpses?
Yes.
Hey, if that floats, what else do you think might float? Let's scavenge the house for floatables that we can raft up and
let's
see
pretty
this.
Please not empty the house.
How far is it to...
Because you're going to live here. Because you're ever going to come back to this house.
How far is it to not Lake of Fire? Like, can
just
we see
saying,
a shore?
If we're here for an eternity, we want there, we might want the nice furniture.
Like, any kind of end of the lake.
There are spires of black rock that jut out of the Lake of Fire that you can see. And there are... the spider webs above. But, I mean, you have sort of a limited view here. You can't really see anything other than that. A significant environment change is out of your view.
Okay. Maybe we could get a rope up to the spider webs and climb back up there and find a way out from there.
Retracing our steps does seem a good first option.
Hmm.
I intend to get out of here and get back to our people.
Likewise!
I'm not quite as confident as you, Martin, that the stones will completely nullify the deadite problem.
So is that a good idea to throw a rope up somehow? And we still have rope, right?
How are we going to get a rope up there?
Can theoretically, could I attach a rope to an arrow and shoot it up? Or is that not a thing that could ever possibly actually work?
It would be very difficult, and you don't think that you could. Basically, there's nothing structurally sound enough that you're going to shoot an arrow into, and it's going to support your weight.
What about the spider web? Like, if the arrow goes through the spider web, when it falls back down, the rope is going to be tangled up in the spider web.
Yes, but the spider web really isn't that sticky, as evidenced by the fact that you could pull your feet out.
Could shoot straight up, and it'll come back down, and we could tie the rope to itself, so then it doesn't need to stick. It's just like a loop of rope going up there.
Sure, you could try that.
Anybody have any better ideas?
Prayer. Since when did that help anyone?
Hey, I'll help you pray.
It's resulted in undead spiders dropping. I think it was you.
When?
In the sewers after the airship crash. Also, it banished the ghost.
I don't remember this.
You may have been unconscious, as usual.
What do you mean, as usual?
Can you bicker away from now? Some other place and time?
Oh, please. We have an eternity to not bicker. Might as well get the bickering done with now.
That's not how you operate, ever.
So,
about the arrow.
Shoesting.
Okay, yeah, make me a bow roll. I'm gonna say up 3.
I feel like this is a good chance for us to escape. I'm gonna spend a persona.
Hey Baird, if you wanna pray, I will totally pray with you.
Oh, can I aim carefully so I get a die for working carefully?
Sure.
Holy shit. What did you say the obstacle was?
3.
I'm gonna use a fate point. I have 3, but I wanna use a fate point anyway. Cause I've got loads of fate points.
Wait. Connor has loads of fate points, or?
He inherited.
Did he?
From Elijah.
Yes. Okay.
Wow, I had 3 sixes, and I got a 1 and a 2 and a 1 from open-ending it.
Okay. You shoot your arrow over, it crests the top of one of the strands of the spider web and comes back down, and you manage to catch it and loop the rope around itself and pull it taut so that you have a rope up to the spider web.
So, I think I'm the lightest if you want me to go up first and see if I can secure it better.
I guess.
Does it seem like it could support us at all? Like, if I tug on it, does it just, like, fall back down?
It supports an elephant-sized spider with all of you on its back, so yeah, you think it'll support you.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm gonna climb up.
Okay, make me an obstacle 1 climbing roll.
Oh, goodness, I don't have climbing.
Obstacle 2 speed?
I do have an incredibly high speed. I got 2 successes.
Okay.
Which is enough, I think. I don't have to exceed it, right?
No. You just need to match it. You scurry your way to the top. When you get there, you can see that Agonos is sitting there, watching you climb.
Hi.
Hello.
So, you're gonna let us leave like this?
If you can find an exit, you're welcome to leave. I just think it might be funny to watch you try.
Is there even an exit to find?
I don't know, maybe.
How do you not know? I thought you were the one in control of all the exits.
Maybe I do know, and I'm lying.
Oh, his falsehood is off the charts.
That's...
he is the Prince of Lies.
Sort of genuinely unhelpful.
It was never my intention to help you.
I'm not involved with them. I am just an innocent bystander caught up in all this. Can't you make an exception?
So you would abandon a lot of them and help in exchange for a ticket home?
Well, no, I don't want to, but maybe I could help them get out.
I am offering you the choice right now. You can leave if you abandon all of them.
Can I leave with all of them instead?
No.
Can I have some time to think about it?
Sure.
Okay.
You can see it looks like Connor has scurried his way successfully up the rope. Who's next?
I guess I'll go.
Hop one climb check. Oh, we can let it ride from your awesome climb check before.
Oh, sweet. Does that count as a test? I don't think it counts as a test.
You know what? I will give you the test.
Oh, sweet.
Yes.
Alright, I'll go up too.
Oh, hey, I guess.
Made it, barely.
I thought you had stuff to
do. It's speed, right?
Yes.
Is Agonos just chilling while they all climb up, or did he scurry off somewhere else to...
He's just chilling, watching them climb up.
Dice, where'd you go? I succeeded! I think I did.
Okay. Everyone but Martin has climbed the rope to the spider web.
If Martin ties it around his waist, we can pull him up.
You can say everyone else succeeded, which means I'm probably not going to.
It's also a harder obstacle for you.
Oh. Sometimes I think that's a little ableist, but no, it's not.
Is someone going to argue that it's not harder for a one-armed person to climb a rope?
Yeah. Believe that.
It's just because sometimes we forget that Martin is physically disabled.
Mm-hmm.
I'm personally impressed at all the things he can do with just one arm.
Agnos, I'm really surprised that they just left the one-armed guy down there and all the rest of them climbed up first.
The stupidity and selfishness of mortals will stop surprising you at some point.
Okay, now, Martin, all you have to do is tie the rope around your waist and we can pull you up so you don't have to climb.
Yeah, isn't this the sensible way to do it?
Wagner, how's he going to tie a knot with only one arm?
He's done it before.
I've gotten used to it. Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, With some difficulty, he ties a knot around his waist.
And then he can just hold on with the rest of his hand, and it's like he's sitting there. But we just gently elevate him up.
And the rest of you hoist him up to the spider web.
At the top, when I see Agonos, I say, you know, for as much of a pain as you're being now, you are not the most annoying demon I've ever met. You are not the name that I constantly curse.
Who is?
Your father?
Cameo?
Yes, Cameo, as we call him.
I call him Shifty.
You're kidding.
Yes, you call him Shifty.
That jerk? You think that he's worse than me?
Well, he's certainly done more to me. Look at this. I waved my stub around. That was him.
I think if he wanted to, Agnos could get rid of all the other digits, too.
I mean, honestly, this, to me, is worse than all the Deadites.
Watch this. He jumps off the web and dives down into the lake of fire.
I don't really want to watch. I want to get somewhere safe. Am I somewhere safe?
Is there, like...
I'd love to watch this.
Martin, I know that sometimes you call me stupid, but this really takes the cake.
Does this dive have good form?
It does, yes.
I want to scribble 9.5 on a placard while I try and seek safety.
Okay.
Is there any kind of cover to hide behind?
Well, there's spiderweb. You could head back for the tunnels of Earth.
Earth.
Back up to the graveyard. Or you could head out in an unknown direction.
There's nothing in any direction, is there?
I think we should go back to about where we started.
Mm. Yeah. I would like to do that. There was a signpost. Maybe there's more stuff.
There wasn't.
Well, maybe there is now.
When you looked at it, but it does seem like the landscape of hell is highly malleable.
Okay, well, anyways, I want to see what Agnos is doing.
Okay, you start to see a form emerge out of the lake of fire, and it's growing. It is covered in a brassy skin with big curly horns and enormous bat-like wings, a gaping maw full of teeth, razor-sharp claws, and clutching an enormous sword. And just wreathed in flame. And it grows to a size of about 25 feet tall.
Does it touch the spider web?
It could definitely reach up and pull it down if it wanted to.
Or set it on fire. Unless this is magic spider webs. Actually, do spider webs set on fire, John?
I've never experienced the elephant-sized spider web.
I was going to say, video games suggest to us that you get rid of spider webs by burning them.
Would you like to try me now, Trumbull?
I'm just saying that...
I'm not saying anything. I'm going to go and try and climb back up those holes.
I'm just saying that my hour in hell has so far been far more pleasant than an hour without my arm. Even though I have not had my arm during my time in hell.
That seems impossible.
Getting out of here. Not gonna be part of this.
Because your time in hell.
Your friends are running.
Yeah.
He is reaching up with his giant claws at you.
Okay, I'm going to do my best to evade.
If Martin's in trouble, I'm doubling back.
You don't need to help me.
Yeah, I kind of do.
I don't know why you wish so much to put a burden on yourself.
Okay. You may roll me your speed.
Like your brothers or something.
I will do
something
just that.
Like that.
I probably won't do well, but...
It's against his brawling.
Cool. So, I got a success.
He got 5.
Huh.
That's several more.
Yes, that is more.
He encases you in his claws, and you can feel the immense waves of heat coming off of them as he starts to close them around your frail, fleshy body. Also, the spider webs around you catch fire. And begin to burn in a pattern away from you.
Running.
Yeah, this is sort of what it felt like, I guess. You know, when my arm was burned off.
Okay.
Not the most intense pain, but eh.
So, Bayard, you are doubling back.
I'll give it an 8.
Martin, sing the hymn.
What hymn?
Penny!
Oh, come on. No,
that's one. That's a heresy.
I don't know any hymns. When do you think I paid attention in church? Like, seriously.
Is Martin screaming and being roasted alive as Akunos' hands close on him.
No, this is only an eight.
Imminently going to be crushed.
Alright. I have no recourse except faith test.
Fascinating.
Yeah, that's right. You have faith.
I don't, actually. It's been headed there and up for quite a while.
Okay. Well, Bayard, whom do you trust most?
Ahura Mazda.
Well, this next question is pretty obvious. When in danger, whom do you consult for aid?
Yep, Ahura Mazda.
And ultimately, how can you best serve your allies?
As written in my beliefs.
You may open a Black Six faith.
Awesome.
And all it took was me getting crushed to death by the Prince of Hell.
Yeah, well, you lose a brother, you get some faith.
I couldn't think of a more appropriate time to open and it's a practical demonstration of those questions of faith.
Mm-hmm. Akunos, you've overstepped your bounds. By opening the hell into the mortal world, you've made yourself subject to the material plane. And you will be punished, but not by us insignificant mortals.
So what exactly are you praying for?
I'm praying for this entire place to be sanctified and Akunos to be sealed from Skelmoza for a thousand years.
I just remembered a hymn I know.
I would say that that constitutes a full-on miracle.
Do you Sounds appropriate to me.
Okay.
I start singing a hymn to Sherwood. The painter.
Mm.
It is an obstacle 10 faith test.
Alright. Do I have recourse to the pending deeds from the refugee camps?
Yes. You may use that.
Before he applies his deeds point, may I give a a bonus to his faith?
Is that a thing?
How?
I can summon the spirits of the, I can try and summon the spirits of the rocks of the cavern in order to, give him a bonus to his, faith.
Oh, I don't know if we want to risk that.
That doesn't seem appropriate to me.
It doesn't seem appropriate at all, but I was like, hey, maybe I can help.
Open up the rocks so that the all-powerful being can get through.
Yeah, just like crack the sky.
I start singing a hymn to Sherwood, while also noting that this is the second least pleasant experience of my life. Emphasizing the
can
second.
Can I help Bayard at all? Like, send them good thought wave.
No,
like,
you're running for your everyone but Bayard and Martin are running for their lives for the exit while the spiderwebs behind you burn. Bayard is the only one who said he was turning back to help Martin, and Martin is the only dumb shit who decided to mock the Prince of Hell.
Well, it sounds about right.
Alright, so I'm spending 3 persona. I'm spending a deeds for double dice.
You know, I once had an actual god threaten to snuff my
talking.
Life out. I don't believe I get advantage dice for any traits or forks. I don't think that's a thing.
No, I don't think you can fork into fate.
Alright. Second deeds for rerolling failures.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I only have 7 successes.
Did you use a fate point to reroll one failure?
It's not too late.
All right, I forgot that. You don't need a fate point to open end faith. So, we're up to 8 now.
Which, if you had got played for an intercession to save Martin, would have been enough.
Mm-hmm.
But you reach for the sky.
9.
Really? You got up to 9?
I got up to 9.
How did you get up from 7 to 9?
Because it...
He didn't realize that faith was already open-ended, so before spending the fate point, he re-rolled something.
Nice.
Yeah.
You pray, and you can feel the power flowing in you. That you can feel your God, like, almost reaching down to be a conduit to you. And as this holy light and order and safety begins to fill you, at the last moment, there's a little black part of yourself that rebuffs the power. And Agonos' claws close around Martin, dealing a G15.
Mm-hmm.
And a black 8 in fire damage. And Martin is ground up into a mess of liquid, muscle, blood, and bone.
Does he have the will to live?
Could I spend a persona point in order to get out, again, second least pleasant part of my life?
You may.
Okay, I'll note that.
May I suggest that...
Can I even use Will to Live at this point?
You mocked the Prince of Hell, Kevin.
How would that even work?
I would suggest that somehow... I don't know.
You should.
I guess I'd become a listful soul in hell? I don't know.
Yeah, it's something that it would have to have a spiritual component, or you come back as the living dead, or some other horrific thing. So do you want to spend the will to live, and then we can figure out how
that works?
Let's
do that. Okay. That'd be exciting. Let's do that.
May I suggest that the faith test saves everyone but Bayard?
Like everyone, including Martin, but Bayard?
I don't know about Martin.
I think I already had a G15 done to me.
Well, I mean, you know, that was a little bit of a hasty decision. You could say, well, wait a second. Instead,
yeah, I think that is the largest amount of damage that we have ever been dealt in a Burning Wheel campaign.
I think that's larger than the sum of all the damage that has been dealt.
This... As the rest of you run away, everyone but Bayard, and leap for the earthen tunnels and begin scrambling up with no regard for the barbs or the pain that it's causing you, because literally the ground you would be standing on is burning to cinders, a flash of light flies by, from the direction of Bayard, and it snakes up the tunnel ahead of you, and as you crest over the top of your own graves, you can see it crash into where the doorway was, blasting an open void.
Uh,
steel test?
I don't think so. You will get a static steel test, but I'm assuming you guys are going to run for the opening out of hell.
Yes.
That's a thing to do.
Bayard, you've just seen your brother crushed.
But his last words were pretty sassy.
Oh. Because, and you know it's because your power was just insufficient to save him.
It's because we don't deserve to have our lives saved. But why did it have to be him?
Do you really want me to be him?
I'm going to say, there's a good answer to that.
The ground beneath your feet is burning out.
Agonos, I will trade you my soul for Martin's.
You don't have to do that.
The spider web beneath you disintegrates, and as you are plunging towards the lake of fire, you just start to stop and hover in the space between Agonos' open hands. You can see that his palms are still smeared with the burnt remains of Martin. Really?
I presume that his soul is now trapped in hell. Release it, and my sanctimonious, pious self will suffer in your hands for all eternity until the end of days.
And what's to stop me from just squashing you now? How much faith that you have do you have that your god will pluck you out of here?
Would you care to find out? I don't presume to speak for my god. Seem to have been labeled undeserving of rescue with my friends.
Renounce your god.
Never. I will stay in hell for all eternity, but I will never renounce my faith.
Renounce your faith or your brother will stay in hell for all eternity with you.
Then so be it.
You have been more trouble than you were ever worth. Aggravating, insignificant little whelp! He crushes you.
I
think this session's going well.
Yeah. I will spend a persona to be a wandering spirit, wandering hell, in search of redemption.
Okay. Well, I'm fine with saying that Ahura Mazda plucks your soul from hell.
No, if I was going to be plucked from hell, it would have been 5 minutes ago.
Okay. Well, I meant still dead, but you just don't have to suffer for
it. No, I got what you meant.
Okay.
I'd prefer that Martin get plucked from hell.
Well, that's just not going to happen. I sassed really? The Prince of Hell.
Yeah, but,
yeah,
actually,
but
I would
that's
think that,
a good thing.
Yeah, I would think that kind of action would
make
you
Sherwood's
worthy.
Maybe Sherwood's got your back. You never know.
Yeah, where is Sherwood, that asshole?
That, he doesn't have your back anymore. But
you are stop crushed
that. Never had my back.
Into a fine paste.
Damn it, Sherwood. You've done nothing for me.
Well, really, you became paint. I think it's what he would have wanted.
Elijah, Dristan, and Wagner.
You mean Connor, Run. Dristan, Wagner?
Well, yes, Connor, Dristan, Wagner. Run through the gateway, which has been blasted open. On your heels, you emerge in the underground burrow from which you originally entered, and you can feel that this place is crumbling. On your heels, it feels like this place is collapsing as you run up the unsteady, partially broken stairs.
Run, 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 run.
You emerge just after sunset, and you can see in the distance flying gondolas above where the refugee camp are, and you can see lightning and fire raining down from them.
That's not good.
I'm going to head over there.
I'm going to stop Dr. Bannon. No.
People need our help. We need to help people. It's very simple.
No. Then we're just going to die.
Well, I want to help people. And if I'm going to die helping people, that's the way I want to go.
What are those things?
They're flying gondolas from the Magic Academy.
Wait.
Also known as the Evil Factory.
Is that what they're doing?
They're destroying the refugee camp, aren't they?
Well, I don't know. I kind of want to go over there and find out.
Why?
At least want to find Hofreda.
Yeah, we have to go.
Party up with
her. We have to go. My parents could be there.
Let's go, dude.
I'm gonna follow after them, but
this is easily the best decision I've made today.
Super reluctance. I don't know, going into hell, yeah, actually after going into hell, you can definitely only go up from there.
I was gonna say, certainly there haven't been many good decisions made today.
We're moving on up.
You run as fast as your legs will carry you. Some do it with reluctance. As you get closer, you find the streets strangely abandoned. But as you get closer to the refugee camp, you can see that the outside of it is besieged with deadites. And that is what the fire and magic are raining down upon, blasting them to bits. From the front lines, you can see two giants, Hofreda and King Lothar. King Lothar is smashing his way through with his stone spear, and Hofreda is hurling cannonballs into the midst of the Deadeye. Around them, you can hear the crack and smoke of guns firing into the midst. And at the rear of the Deadites seems to be a faction of Deadites that are tearing apart their brothers.
Yay.
Wow. Awesome.
Everybody's working together for once.
Are the anti-deadites fighting? Are they winning?
Deadites. It's about an even match, but I mean, with everyone else acting against the deadite aggressors, it seems that they're besieged on all sides.
We should help from this side.
I agree. Let's work our way towards everybody else. Be sure not to get bit.
Yeah,
I was going to say, let's go in.
Walk our way through to the refugee camp?
I whip out my mace and beat the fuck out of faces.
Okay. So you intend to bash your way through to the refugee camp? Or are you just trying to beat the shit out of deadites?
Duck, dive, and duck.
Yeah. We just want to dodgeball our way through
But you get the idea.
Mace things that I can't avoid otherwise.
Mace targets of opportunity. Or
okay.
Ones that need to be bashed out of the way.
I guess make me a speed test. You can add an advantage die for your weapons as you bash your way through.
All right.
Speed.
5, 6, 7.
I'm gonna use a fate point. I got 4.
Also, fate point.
3. Obstacle 3.
Got 3.
Womp, womp, womp.
Tom, what did you get?
Hang on, I'm finding out because I'm using a fate point.
Okay.
4.
Okay. You start pushing and bashing your way through the deadite hordes. Once you get about halfway, you can see that Helfrida has noticed you and starts pushing and kicking her way through to meet you in the middle. And she helps create a path for you. You reach the front line and recognize the dissident militia and Bayard's refugees have formed barricades and are firing and stabbing and shooting the deadite menace as best they can. Tristan! You're alive!
Maybe not for long. What can we do to help?
Doctor or kill?
Oh man, I got a doctor. I'm
What's
sorry,
like
guys.
With, the death?
I gotta... Definitely, there's no... Gotta help.
I mean, I'm gonna... I'll participate in the fight, then.
I can kill. I don't know how to doctor.
Cool. You wanna use my mace?
But I'm better at one than I am at the other.
Isn't there, like, a distant point I can stand at and shoot things, because I'm actually good at it?
You can certainly do that.
An embankment or a wall or something. Some kind of...
You could actually probably get behind the lines of the dissident militia and then join their archers as well. That would be the safest thing for you to do, I imagine. And probably the most effective.
Okay. I would like each of you to make me attack rolls with your weapons.
Oh, go on.
Basically, I'm looking for a total of 10 successes between you to finish this fight.
Alright, I might as well put some persona into it. I'll take 2.
I'll use a fate point. I got 2. I contributed 2.
Wait, between all 3 of us?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Then I'll put a third persona into that. That is 1, 2, 3, 4, and I will spin a fate. Five. 6.
Okay, you're up to 8. Tristan, could you pull out 2 successes?
For attacking? I thought I was helping people.
Oh, right, you're doctoring. Okay, yeah, make me a surgery then.
Hooray! I'm good at that.
Oh, man, well, if it was surgery, we didn't even need to fight. That count as an obstacle 10 test for us, or what?
Yeah, you can take it as a challenging test for your weapon.
What's my obstacle?
Just tell me how many successes you got.
I'll open-end it because I've got a bazillion fate. I have 5 successes.
Okay. You patch up the warriors and send them back to the fight because they need every man. But before the hour is over, deadites, on your side or not, are reduced to nothing but charred goop and flesh.
Hmm.
And as the smoke clears, an awkward moment lingers where the dissidents and the refugees, Elfrida among them, are looking up at the flying gondolas, and Argentum's entire battle force is looking down at the dissidents assembled beneath them.
Good work, guys!
We should start cheering. I think we should start cheering.
That's a good idea.
I started the cheer.
Scalmoza! Scalmoza!
Oh, no chanting! That implies that we want to make a political statement or something. I'm going to rush over to Helfrida.
What?
Chanting. No. Chanting just, brings out the aggression.
The cheers start to spread through the assembled masses on both sides. Helfrida kneels down when you come over.
Hey, are you okay? This is great news, but is everything all right?
We could end this right here. And he's thinking...
We need to... I know, that's why we really need... You really need to make a point of trying to not start something right now. This is a great victory. We should enjoy it on both sides. We should work towards peacefully dealing with our problems instead of more bloodshed.
We could topple him here and now. He is a tyrant.
There are better ways to do this than endangering everybody who's just risked their lives to fight Fedites.
What's your plan, Elfrida?
Like what?
Like a quiet assassination? It doesn't have to be right here, right now. We should be peaceful.
We're just saying peaceful, quiet assassination, peaceful.
Isn't that how most peace is obtained, through quiet assassinations? I just read the history books.
I was going to say, I feel like I need to point out right now that killing Argentum will do literally nothing to him because he can just wake up someplace else.
Okay, I would like you to make me some sort of persuasion check.
Oh, I don't have persuasion.
Oh, well, looks like y'all's fun fucked.
What do you have?
Maybe I'm learning it.
You get platitudes.
Okay, soothing platitudes? Oh, that would be
down.
So... That's right. Giggity.
Okay. You're looking at an obstacle 6. I will give you an advantage die because Helfrida is your friend and wants to listen to you.
Whoa! I'm gonna open-end it because this shit's amazing.
And you get another advantage die because this is a very good argument due to the very huge likeliness of them losing if they did that.
They do vastly outnumber the wizards.
Yeah, but the wizards are flying.
They're also probably taxed.
What was my obstacle again?
6.
Oh my god. Ah, I made 6 on 6 dice. I am a god.
Everyone gather up, check for wounded, search and make sure there's no survivors. Then we celebrate.
Hooray!
Yeah.
I also leveled up condescending platitudes. Elfrida, I know this is difficult right now, but I think you're doing what's best for your people, and for that you truly should celebrate.
Where are the Trumbles?
They died.
You're clearly broken up.
I know. Oh, how tragic. They died.
No, I think this is probably the happiest day of Dr. Bennett. Actually, I'm going to pipe in. Dr. Bennett, that means you're free!
Well, you know, they were my friends. They still are. I'm pretty sure that they're still out there somewhere in mystical spirit forms, because they don't just die. I heard them get squished to goo from the devil, but I'm pretty sure we'll see them again.
If they're dead, who's the prince now?
Oh, shit, you think I should tell Argentum that his family died?
If Argentum dies, what will happen to Skelmoza?
No, I think I'm going to have to talk to Argentum.
We really shouldn't.
I think he has a right to know. His family would want him to know that they're dead right now.
But he went nuts just when he thought they were sleeping for 2 years.
Well, it's not like we can hide it from him. And if we do hide it from him, he's just going to be more pissed when he realized we were hiding the fact that his kids are dead.
The flying gondolas are starting to round up and head back if you don't do anything to catch their attention.
No, I guess not. I think eventually he's going to be like, I wonder where my kids are. And he'll probably find me. And then I'll tell him that his family is dead. Or maybe I'll write a letter now. I don't know.
Why don't you post it as an update on Facebook?
Thank you, Martin.
Bad for your sins.
The gondolas float back up to their flying academy in the sky. The refugees go about their business of tending to the wounded, looking for survivors or the sick.
Why couldn't we go back up with them? It would have been safer.
You can if you wanted to. I just want to help the sick down here.
I can?
Do you want to? I don't know. Ask. What am I, your babysitter? Jeez.
Oh, I don't know. They were shooting lightning. I don't want them to shoot lightning at me.
Well, I mean, it's up to you. If you want to go up there, I'll go with you. I would chill down here and celebrate. Apparently the threat is dealt with.
I think I'll see if anyone's seen my parents in the camp.
Okay. I'm gonna keep surgerizing the shit out of people.
Okay. So, Connor, you looking for your parents?
Yeah.
It's going to be a circles test.
Oh, no, that's a hard test. Because I'm looking for named specific people.
Well, obstacle 4, and
oh god,
you do get a helping die or an advantage die because you know the specific names of the people you're looking for.
This is not going to turn out well for them. Can I use observation to get another helping die in case they're hidden somewhere?
No.
But I don't have anything else. Oh, tracking? Can I use tracking?
No.
Okay. I got one success.
You ask around in the chaotic aftermath of the battle. You know, has anyone seen my parents?
They were named this, and they looked like this.
Do you have pictures of them?
Zoom it describes them.
It's like a me, but older. And one's female.
And you get a lot of solemn head shakes and directed to where they have laid out the battle dead. And you search through all those rows of the slain, but you do not find your parents there.
Did they lay out the deadites? I hope they're not deadites.
Rough they did riders. Not lay out the deadites.
Oh no. Maybe they're rough riders.
Are they rough riders?
You have well, yeah. They did not lay out the deadites. Most of the deadites were blasted with magic or to bits, and then they basically burned everything.
Giggity.
Can't risk them getting back up.
Not a whole lot to go on from here. Maybe Tristan needs help.
Well, It's early to end the session, but I honestly don't know where to go with the rest of this session.
Can I at least console Connor about not finding his parents? I want to be there and say, yo, Connor, I know you're going through some shit right now, but it's okay.
It's fine. I'm sure there's other camps, right?
Yep, you just gotta be optimistic and keep looking, and I'll help you out, because why not?
Yeah.
I'll hug him with bloody surgerized fingers.
That's the sanitary.
And pat his back. It's okay.
I'm not gonna turn into one of them from you touching me, am I?
I'm not touching deadites.
Yeah, but you've got blood all over your hands from battle wounded.
No.
Do you spend, I assume, the rest of the night basically patching up the most injured?
Yeah, I actually can help with that.
We got out of hell.
Hey,
I know, isn't that great? We kind of lost two people on the way, but I'm pretty sure they're going to just pop up like they always do.
And when dawn comes...
Except they don't have bodies now.
You are bloody and exhausted. And I assume collapse into a bed.
Bed. Collapsing.
In a way, I'm just kind of glad that I can see the sun again. I was worried we were going to be down there for a while, because then Wagner would stop moving eventually.
Do you have any other business to conduct this session?
No.
Nope.
No.
I think we,
I don't feel like celebrating.
Sit back, reflect.
Aww, well, I do, but I'll send you a piece of cake or something. You just tried to, I don't know, recuperate yourself. You've been through a lot. Maybe sleep?
They might have had fewer wounded if they didn't have people making cakes for the after-battle celebration.
No, we're making cakes now.
Okay. So, beliefs. Martin, you confronted Agonos and put an end to the zombie menace for good.
Yep.
Hooray!
I sure annoyed the shit out of him. Why, I did it to great personal sacrifice, even.
Okay.
Are you lobbying for a deeds point that you got yourself squished by a demon because you're dumb?
No. I wasn't dumb. Sassy is the word you're looking for.
Bayard? Well, you destroyed the Deadites, so Persona, you saved the refugees. You can call that done. You were at least in part imbued with the power of Ahura Mazda.
Yeah, actually getting faithful is probably a milestone.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you can take your persona for that, too. Oh, Martin, I forgot. You could take your fate because Sassy caused you problems.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Problems.
I suppose. Man, the session was kind of depressing.
The ultimate problem.
You went into hell!
I think
Sassy is in it.
That was a great session. Did we avoid a total party kill? Yes. Great session. Fantastic.
Anyone you walk away alive from, I guess.
So instinct helped family probably cause some problems.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
About as many problems as Sassy did. But one is a touch more noble. Obviously the Sass.
I don't know, so I think Agonos is pretty noble, if foolish.
Well, I certainly made him lose his temper.
Yeah, I was gonna say, for how insignificant the Trumbles are to him, he sure did get really ticked off and affected by them.
But it's not any expenditure of effort on his part to transform into a fiery demon monster. Probably. Since it's his realm, he could have just formed the walls into a fiery demon monster, but he wanted to let Martin know that he made a mistake.
Well, he could have asked nicely.
He did.
No, he didn't.
Repeatedly. He was very polite throughout.
No, it wasn't like, no, please don't say that. I take offense to that. That's not a thing he said.
Actually, he was like, that loser? Are you kidding me? You know, he was kind of brushing it off. He was okay with it for a little while, and then you just kept pushing the point. And
he did make it apparent that he was offended that you were more intimidated by Camille or Shifty.
No, he was boasting.
Anyway.
Okay, Tristan. Deadites are destroyed permanently. It's not everlasting, but you have ensured peace between the forces by preventing them from immediately killing each other.
That's a fate, I guess.
And you escaped from hell.
I'll take a persona for that.
You sound so depressed.
My friends are dead!
See, you're supposed to be doing the in-character and being the casual, happy stuff out of character.
She was shell-shocked. She couldn't process all that information. She was still totally stoked about getting out of hell. Who gets out of hell?
Good point. Well, I heard several times. Apparently.
You're gonna say everyone but me.
And yeah.
Bayard. Well, Bayard has.
Well, Bayard has. Before. He's got his chances.
We'll see where that goes.
What?
I don't know. What if nobody comes back? What if I'm the oldest character in the party?
I think you are.
Forever.
Yeah, I think that.
Boss us all around.
Or I don't know. I mean, that actually kind of seems like.
The saddest thing Tristan has ever had to experience.
Okay. I mean, I don't want to. I mean, it's almost kind of. This seems like a campaign ender, sort of.
We could stop right there.
Yeah, like we've assured a tenuous peace, and we've stopped the Deadite uprising, and I mean, there's a lot of loose ends left to tie up, but.
Let's finish this and then take a vote about whether or not we want to finish this.
Yeah. I kind of expected there to be a quick war between the dissidents and the wizards, and then that would be the end of the campaign.
No, I gotta fulfill my beliefs.
Wagner, you escaped from hell. You can take a fate towards, yes, you can take a fate towards retrieving Elijah's soul, because you made an effort, but you did not do that.
Yeah, I don't feel like I can do that. I think
that's really scary, right?
Yep, I think that most of my beliefs didn't really come into play this session, nor was I expecting them to. I was kind of hoping that when in doubt, the spirit shall guide me would create some problems if I tried to bind in hell, but I think that Bayard and Martin really stole the show there and had it covered on the problem causing front.
Oh, I mean, had it covered, die.
With their soft, fleshy corpses.
Uh-huh.
Turn into paste. Otherwise, it's all really relative.
I'm good. I got nothing really to lobby for.
Okay. Connor, you accompanied the group to hell.
Hooray!
And escaped successfully.
Hooray!
Yeah.
Made an effort to, find your parents. So you can take your fate for that. I don't think I got anything else for you.
Mold breaker, because Prince Tremble's not going to tell me any more about magic.
No.
Wait, is that what you were expecting?
That was, I believe, 3.
Can't really?
Get Prince Trumbull to tell me about magic.
Well, that wouldn't have worked out anyways.
Well,
Prince Trumbull is now Argentum II.
I have, for humor, the only thing I've got down, Martin had a lot. I only wrote down his first one. In reference to prayer, since when did that help anyone? Even more appropriate now.
Yup.
True.
Ba-da-ba. Does anyone else have humor nominations?
Natasha, as usual, for asking whether the screams of the damned were indigestion.
I didn't laugh then, but thinking back on it, that's pretty funny.
I liked that.
I like that. That's good.
I should work on delivery. That's a
spicy meatball.
Okay. I would like to nominate both Trumbull boys for embodiment for their final confrontation against Agoners.
Can we just nominate Bayard?
Yeah.
Like, no offense, Martin, but
I agree with that. I would second Bayard's.
Okay.
I mean, well, I think that certainly Martin showed all the gumption of a true, courageous, possibly stupid hero in sassing the Prince of Hell.
I think he was so Martin.
Yeah, that's the point of it. It's not.
Yeah, he was definitely.
It,
I suppose
it is being Martin.
When did Martin get so sassy?
Shortly after the siege.
Always.
Not since always.
No, there was a transition. About 12 sessions in.
You just, like...
No, I'm pretty sure in the first session... I'm pretty sure in the first session, I sat down at the table and expected dinner to appear. Breakfast to appear.
That's just being entitled and...
And then when it didn't happen, there was sass.
Certainly sassy is a defined character trait of Martin, so I stand by my nomination. It sounds like we have no contest for Bayard.
No, I agree. I'll second that. I just have to be convinced.
Bang. Remember, when faced with great adversity, sass it.
That's your new instinct. Yes. That's the lesson you took away from the experience.
Yep, only makes it better. I'm going to start a new self-help program called Sass Your Way to Success.
The entire party can take a Deeds point for... eliminating the deadite problem at personal sacrifice and pain.
Right.
I like how hell wasn't even a necessary trip. It was just the
same. I told you guys you didn't need to come with me.
Well, I didn't want you to go on your own because you might have died.
He did die.
Told you didn't need to come with me.
A lot of good you did.
Yeah,
I tried to keep you alive. I wasn't gonna run back there and die with them.
I was.
You could have. I mean, it was an option. Then you wouldn't be so guilty.
I'll have some PTSD next episode.
Which, since we're done with beliefs, perhaps we should decide if there's going to be another episode.
Right. All in favor for another... for continuing a very long campaign. Oh, let's discuss pros and cons first.
This is a stopping point. Like, this is honestly, I feel that this is a point where we've reached a point from a performance perspective where the viewer can, can decide for themselves what happens. As players, we would have to roll, like, you know, Kevin and John would have to create a pair of new characters, unless there's some sort of thing that Nick thinks up that...
Well, the main thing here is that I don't think our characters are really going to go...
What more can you do in this world?
Yeah, they're not going to go too much further.
Yeah, I mean, like, after going literally to hell and back, I mean, there's not really main place where you...
As a GM, I feel like I've raised the stakes as much as possible in this game. I guess I don't know where I would go from here.
There's still Argentum's New World Order.
Yeah, there is that.
I just really like playing. As selfish as that is, I really enjoy playing, and I want to keep doing it forever. I'm not suggesting
we stop gaming together.
No, but maybe we could come up with something.
But I like Tristan.
It is a lot easier to use an established setting, even if you're doing something slightly different.
Guys, check out my character sheet. Look at all these Arthas that I'm hoarding.
38 fate? Are you shitting me?
Okay, that's a lot. I only have 30 fate.
I have two deeds!
I've only got 30 fate, 7 persona, and now 1 deeds. Which is a lot, but that's I don't roll a lot of sixes.
That's true.
So I don't end up using a lot of fate.
I mean, yeah, there are a lot of little loose ends to tie up and stuff, but...
Argentum's New World Order was the major focus of the party's actions for several sessions.
Yeah.
I'd say 30.
The nights were more fun.
Oh, 30 sessions.
Yeah.
That's true, it's very much tied up in the Trumbull family, which is now a nebulous concept.
Mm-hmm. At best.
Like, there is internal politicking within the Wizard Academy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
and also whatever
members of the Wizard Academy left.
Also, apparently, Gordon is some kind of wizard hunter thing.
What?
That's what you described him as. It was news to me at the time.
Mr. Sneer? Come on.
What?
No, this is a different thread that I'm plucking.
No. Gordon, was just going to Lithuaniar.
Yeah, our discussion immediately post Gordon leaving was Gordon going to Lithuaniar to basically tell on Argentum II that he's starting shit in Skelmoza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there are a few places we could go with that. I actually had a couple of ideas. Because I was about ready to... I'd like to retire Wagner. I don't think that he, as a developed character, can go anywhere from here. I don't know. There are things that we could do in this world, maybe the story of the Trumbulls is just kind of... Well, the Trumbull boys, anyway, is kind of over.
They were never boys, they were always men. And let their sacrifice be remembered as such.
Sure. We could do that,
The sacrifice implies we got something out of it.
Well, we got out. Maybe you sacrificed for us. Maybe that's how Tristan deals with the horror of having her employers smushed into paste.
Yeah, maybe it's just that, I don't know, the Trumbull boys become lauded as heroes, and maybe the great scheme of fate says that the real hero here is Dr. Bannon. Destined to forever wander the earth, combating evil wizards.
Talking to ravens. Best friends with a giant.
Okay, well. To put it this way, I mean, if we start a new campaign, it could certainly be one in this campaign world, and it could even use some of the same characters. But I mean, if Bayard and Martin are dead, and Wagner's peacing out on this whole operation, like, it doesn't sound like that, the story thread as it stands, is very viable.
Hmm.
I actually would be in favor of,
Scorched Earth.
What? No. We could Fast forward a few hundred years in the future, since we've written history.
That's kind of annoying.
We could do another Call of Cthulhu style game.
Okay, well, the thing we need to decide right now is this the last Inquisition of Blood?
Probably.
Yeah.
No.
There's no more Inquisition.
There's one left.
Okay. I'm going to turn the recorder off, and then we will start scheming
Wait,
what we're going to do.
Steel test!
Fuck you!